Last week we discussed the Shaila. Is one permitted to switch over from their Nusach to another Nusach if they find themselves in a community, in a shul, that daven's a Nusach different than theirs? The overwhelming decision of most of the Achrayim is it's probably not correct to switch over. Many of the Chassidish Achrayim will tell you, well, it depends which way you're going. If you're going from Ashkenaz to Sfarad, it's okay. The other way, it's not okay. Again, that's maybe in the more Chassidish Paiskim, but the standard Paiskim seem to think that changing one's Nusach is not correct, maybe some special cases. So tonight I want to discuss a different Shaila. Following up on that assumption that you're not going to switch over, but what does happen quite often for most of us is that we'll find ourselves one tefillah a day, or probably more than that a day or a week, in a shul that has a different Nusach than ours. So now I'm not going to switch over, but what do I do? There are various differences in the davening that comes up between Nusach Sfar and Nusach Ashkenaz. Or even more severe, let's say, for example, you find yourself in a Sfardi, real Sfardi Shaminyan. By me in Queens, there's a lot of Sfardi Minyanim that take place, so that's something that could happen. What exactly should you do? What should your davening look like when you're in a different shul than yours? I speculate, I could be totally wrong, I speculate that there's not much literature, the little that I saw, in the mid-17, 1800s about this Shaila, and even earlier. I wonder if it's because it wasn't like it is today. Today, you know, you go every third block, there's another shul, there's another minyan, so everyone has all these various options of what it was. It used to be that there was one shul in town, and everyone davened in the one shul, and that was it. So you moved there, if it was your nusach, you didn't move there, it was your nusach. Today, we have, minyanim everywhere you go, in every corner, and it's Baruch Hashem, it's a great thing that there's so many different minyanim. Most people daven at work, or two blocks away from their work, and it's just wherever you gather 10 people together, and then you got to figure out what the nusach is. So I'm just, it's my speculation, you know, that this is more of a, we'll call it a relatively newer Shaila, because we have so many different minyanim, and we also have a big kibbutz of people. And it used to be that in one town, that was it. Everyone in one town davened one way. Today we're all mixed. Everyone does everything today. Right? You'll have on the same block 5 people davening, you know, different nuschais. So the Shaila comes up much more today. As we'll see tonight, the two major poiskin that we're going to be quoting quite often is obviously from Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe has quite a few tshuvas on this, and Rav Zalman Orbach, and a little bit from Rebbe Yashiv as well. There's a whole different mahalach to tackle the sugya, which I'm not going into, maybe I should. It's really more for the Svardisha. Rebbe Vadya Yosef has an entire tshuva, a fascinating tshuva, a very lengthy tshuva, where he discusses it from a Svardic point of view. And the halachas for Svardim are very different than for Ashkenazim. And I'm just going to mention that. I'm not going to go to all the details of Rebbe Vadya because I think most of the people that are here and those that listen are Ashkenazim, so we're going to keep it in an Ashkenazi way. But we'll discuss where there is clear discrepancy between Ashkenazim and Sfaradim, and then it gets very complicated when Sfaradim show up to a minyan and they're going to be doing their halacha and we're doing our halacha. That's when sometimes fights break out. Okay. With that introduction, let's see what some of the Achrayim discussed with the Shaila of what do you do when you're in a different Nusach. So the Shaila comes up in many different scenarios. The first issue we'll discuss is you're the Baal Tefillah. Let's say, for example, you're a Baal Tefillah in a Nusach other than yours. So obviously, the assumption is you're not going to say Chazar Sashatz in your own Nusach, you're going to do Chazar Sashatz in their Nusach. Although Nassan Adler used to do his own thing, he took over the Minyan and he was an Ashkenazi, he would say Sfardi. But most of us assume that's not the right thing to do. So the question of debate now is, what does your quiet Shemoneh Esrei look like? So there's a tshuva from the Nitziv, in Meshiv Dover. The Nitziv writes the following tshuva. Be'inyan tfilois shebenei Ashkenaz, mizgayurim ba'artza se'elu, shal piruva mispalim benusach Sfardi. Says the Nitziv, again the Nitziv, just to put us in a historical point of view, we're talking about the mid-1800s, right? The Nitziv lived in the mid to late 1800s, early to late 1800s. The ironic thing is the Nitziv had a son named Rav Meir Berlin, who ended up being Bar Ilan, while he also had a grandson-in-law named Rav Chaim Soloveitchik. Just to put all that into times is fascinating. He had his second wife was much, much younger. So he had a famous grandson named Chaim Soloveitchik, while he also had a son who ended up being Mayor Bar Ilan. Okay, that's just about the Nitziv. So the Nitziv has the following shayla. B'nei Ashkenaz that live amongst Bar Tzoyse Eilu, shall pi ruba mispalim benusach Sfard, v'av shebatik nesias mispalim karev l'Ashkenaz, mikomakam onushe mispalim beis ha-medrish l'Sfardim, us, Ashkenazim, who find ourselves in a Sfardish based medrash, Echlis Nai im Nosach. What should we do? The Gamal Dover HaKedusha is, what about those Dvarim Shebekdusha? Imutorim La'anois Kiminik Sfard. Are we allowed to answer Sfard? Or should it serve Gam HaKedusha La'anois Kiminik Ashkenaz? No, we have to follow the Minig of the Shul. That was the Shaila presented to the Nitziv. So Nitziv writes like this. Hulach Dina Shenisham La'adin Kainu Lefiniz Daiti. The Betfila Belachash, private, quiet Shman Esrei, also the Shanas Manusach Shenogu Mikvah. No question. Your private Shemoneh Esrei should always be your Nusach. No matter what shul you're in, your private Shemoneh Esrei is private, it's quiet, as we spoke about a few weeks ago. The quiet Shemoneh Esrei is really supposed to be quiet, it's a private experience. You can say, you should say it in your own Nusach.
You don't need to prepare for the
Oh, we're going to get to that in a second. That's where things get complicated. Right now, it's not clear from the tshuva if he's talking about the Baal Tefillah or he's talking about me and you, just part of the minyan. Ula Kuli Alma says that it's if less kam shum lois is kaididu. It definitely would not present a lois is kaididu problem. La Ramba Mishum Shainka Machlikis, or Rosh Mishum Dairi, okay. Because first of all, everyone agrees, we mentioned this last week, everyone agrees if I dive in a different nusach, I'm still Yaitz, but yeah, the Mishnah Berurah Paskin like that from the Shire of Rai. So therefore, it's just a question of preferred. Therefore, says the Netziv, not like the Pa'asa Shochan that says the Yechidim HaMespalim Besik Nesach Shal Svardim Mechuyovim Linoi Kimoisam. There's a minority opinion, widely minority opinion of the Pa'asa Shochan, who says that no, if I go to Nusach Svard Minyan, even in my private Shman Esri, I have to say Nusach Svard. Seems very hard to understand that the Netziv rejects it, as well as Rav Moshe doesn't even mention it in his Tshuva, nor do other Achronim, but Rav Avadya mentions it also. This Pa'asa Shochan, I'm not sure who he was, but it's mentioned here by the Netziv. The Netziv rejects it as well. No problems, he says. However, it says that if those things that are said out loud, you're definitely not allowed to do differently because of fights. So when I read this tshuva, I didn't get the feeling that he was talking about a Baal Tefillah. I thought he was talking about me and you sitting in shul. We want to scream out Nakdi Shach versus Nekadesh. The Sha'ar Mitzionim Bahalacha wrote a commentary on the Kizr Shachanarach, a relatively recent Rabbi Braun. He was nifted in 1995. He thinks, unless I miss something in the Netziv, that the Netziv is referring to the Baal Tefillah. On this, the Netziv is saying that the Baal Tefillah, Kedusha Shebekol, is referring to the things that the Baal Tefillah says out loud. On that, Zok the Netziv, the things that the Baal Tefillah says out loud, that he's got to say in the Nusach of the Shul. The things he's going to say quietly, dahen his own private Shman Esrei, that he's allowed to say his own nusach. Again, that's what he assumes Pshat and Netziv. So according to this, the Netziv is ruling that if you're the Baal Tefillah and you're saying your own private Shman Esrei, that should be your nusach. But the things that are done loud and including Chazar Shashat, that would have to be the nusach of the Shul. There's a tshuva from the Shivas Tzion. The Shivas Tzion was the son of the Noidib Yehuda. The Neid Yehuda lived a little before everyone. He was a little earlier than the Netziv. His son wrote a sefer. His son was the head dayan in Prague. His father was the rabbi in Prague, and he was the head dayan in Prague. So he writes an interesting thing. He writes the following. He was asked, "Shebekihilosu nechluku ayehudim l'shtei kihilos." In Prague, or at least wherever the shaila was sent to him, there were two groups: Kahal Ashkenaz v'Kahal Svardim. Unbelievable. I read this a couple of times. I said, what? There was a ban made that Svardim are not allowed to go to the Ashkenazi shuls. If someone does it, and he goes, you're not allowed to give him any kibudim. You can't get anything. That was the minhag. So if you look in the parentheses over here, right, Tago, Dine Cherem Venido Eidem No Hangim Zmanazel, P. Dine the Malchus Adina. Okay? It's not a good idea today. You can get yourself into trouble with the government. Okay, so that ban is out. But there was I'm all such a ban. If Mamish didn't switch shoes. It's not clear to me. I don't know where this came from. All fascinating to me. And he writes over, Atapoi, Peretz Hashem Poratz, Azabikilosam, Omesu Kamen Defoshes Makal Svardim Magefa. What ended up happening is that the Svardim lost a lot of their people. Shahis Rahman Islam Bishono of Rabbismatu Asvardim Sham, Achein Lahim Minyan. They didn't have enough people. Now they're stuck because they're not allowed to go to the Ashkenazim Shul and they don't have enough Svardim to make a Svardish Shul. What are they supposed to do? Kiim Mutsumsum Oidin Yuchemus Palabatsim Basic Nesesh Svardim. Vitirchlu Muslim to Ashkenazim Shivolus Palabasic Nesesh Svardim. And to get Ashkenazim to go to Svardim, that's very hard to find. They don't want to dive in Nusach Sfard or Sephardi. They like Ashkenaz. They don't want to switch. A whole problem what to do. So that was an interesting shout. So what was the whole answer? He writes at the end. Then yinhigu k'minag Ashkenazim. Anything that's done out loud, you have to do the minag of the shul. Everyone does their own minog. For your private Shman Esrei, no reason to change. So again, repeating the same idea as the Netziv. So we have the Netziv, the Netziv, the son. All of the opinion, your private Shman Esrei should stay private. Even if you're about tefillah, you have the right to keep it private. That's what we're going to get to in a second. The Sholom Meshiv, which is again, was the same time around of the Netziv, the mid-1800s, of Yosef Sholom Edison, he was known for one very famous pact that he made that was controversial, was that he passed that you're allowed to use machine matzahs. He was one of the earliest achronim. He got in big trouble. The Sanz Rebbe was very upset about it. But he was one of the earliest achronim that were matter machine matzahs. Was Reb Shaul, Reb Yosef Shaul. He was also known for another psak. He talked about the idea of copyright, what he called intellectual property. That was also one of his big chedushim in the mid-1800s. I think he died without any children. He was very wealthy. He was a wealthy fellow, but I think he died without any children. But he wrote a lot, so he also has a tshuva about this. And here he's clear. He says that tzarich l'spal lefnei tefila, ech yase, hine, he's talking about davening for the yomid. Here he says clear, you're davening for the yomid. Belachash, if it's a quiet tefila, yoymen uschose, ubetfila, yoymen uschose. You say your own. Ubetfila, schadosh ha-shatz. But when it comes to being the shlech tzibur, ayin behasid of yoymen kenusach svardzeh. Then you do the nusach. Kein nil nis daiti. Vo'ikr liyos hakol b'hitznaya. Everything should be done privately. Lo yiskoitit b'zeh. You shouldn't make fights. V'Hashem boichin levovis yidei ha'teva kavanos. Hashem knows that you're trying to do what's right. Don't make fights. Don't proclaim your nusach or someone else's nusach. But again, we have Claude Sholomeshev ruled that when it comes to the private Shemana Esrei, when you're the Baal Tfilah, you do your own nusach. When it comes to the Chazor Hashash, you do the nusach of the tzib. There's a Margan Avram in number 4, where Moshe Feinstein bases his opinion on. Right, we've spoken about this another time. It's a very famous shita from Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe is not like these achrayim. It goes so far that the Sha'arim Mitzvah Malach Taka asks, but Rav Moshe didn't see any of these tshuvas. Rav Moshe didn't know the tshuva from the Sholomeshiv. He didn't know these tshuvas. Okay, I'm not sure. Maybe he did, maybe he didn't. But the Rav Moshe held, not like this, Rav Moshe held that a Shliach Tzibur davening in a different nusach, even the quiet Shemana Esrei, your private Shemana Esrei, has to be the nusach of the shul. That was the opinion of Rav Moshe. We'll see in a second why. Says Rav Moshe, it's based on a Magen Avram. What's the Magen Avram? Number 4. Says the Magen Avram. The Magen Avram is discussing a Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, which we spoke a few weeks ago. It's Machloikis in the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah. What exactly is the purpose of Chazar Shashatz? What role does it fill? So the Gemara has a Machloikis between, I think it's Reb Yosi and the Tanakama. Is it there to be Yotze the others who can't daven? Or it's there as a preparation, meaning the reason why I daven Chazar Shashatz is because to be mighty the people there, or there was a din that we still have to have Chazar Shashatz, even though I'm not being mighty people. So the Gemara has a kasha. So then why you say you won't private Shemana Esrei? So the Gemara has a line, so you should be masada your tefillahs first, to give you like a practice run. Says the Magen Avram, he's back and forth on the Gemara, Amalei, if it's kedei lahaster shatz tefillahs in mashma, di ilav mishum lahaster, if there'd be no cheshbon, they're commenting on the Mechabe. The Mechabe says, let's say a person has yartzeit, so he needs to daven for the Yomid, but he comes in very late. And he wants to basically, instead of having his own Shemana Esrei, he'll get his Shemana Esrei in the Chazor HaShashatz. Save time. So the Mechaber has a discussion whether or not that's permitted, because you're losing out on the idea of being Mesadat Filosi first. So the Magen Avraham writes, this whole idea of being Mesadat Filosi first, Mashma, the Lam Shum Lahaster, Avreshoi, HaShatz, Lespal, Miyad, B'Kolrab. If that wouldn't be a Cheshvin, there's no reason why the Chazan couldn't be Yotze his Chir Shemana Esrei with his Chazor HaShashatz. Umiyu ain't Sarech Lesad, Elab Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. However, says the Magen Avraham, you only really have to be Mesadar on the 2 times a year where we're not that familiar with the Tefillah of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. So why do you have to daven the whole year? It must be there all year long. Although you're more frequent with the tefillah, says the Magen Avraham, there's still an inyan all year long to be mesad the tefillah, sorry, before you daven. Oh, Zaktiv Moshe, what do you see from this Magen Avraham? You see that all year long, even though you're pretty familiar with the davening, there's a reason that we want you to do a practice run before you say Chazar Seshatz. So therefore, says Rav Moshe, oh, my sheet is based on this Magen Avraham. So Moshe writes in number 5 in the Gemara, Moshe, or Chaim Chelik Beis of Simcha Chavta. Zot Yom Moshe, Masha Shama B'Shmi Shamarti. You said that you heard from me, Shem Hashatz Shem Espal Ba'atzme B'Nosach Svart. The Shatz davens himself Nosach Svart. V'yoyed Lefnei Atev Makam Shatzim Espal B'Nosach Ashkenaz Lehepach. Again, classic case, where you daven one Nosach, and you're a Shalach Tzibur for a different Nosach. Tzarech Gamkin Kishem Espal B'Lachash, L'Espal K'Nosach HaMakam Shem Espal HaTzibur. Says Moshe, even though you are in your private Shemana Esrei, your private Shemana Esrei must be the same Shemana Esrei as the Tzibur. Why? Shem Shetam Shashatz Espal B'Lach Shleish Yisad HaTzilasi. Says Moshe, because the whole reason why there's even a quiet Shemana Esrei in the first place is just to prep you for the Shemana Esrei. For the Yachshav L'Shoinik Shishbab B'Kor Mefnei HaTzibur. Who emes? That's very applicable over here. Then Rav Moshe says, this Magen Avraham, you see from Magen Avraham all year long, the guy's been davening the same Shemana Esrei for 50 years, he knows it by heart, there's still a reason based on the Magen Avraham to Mesad the Tfilasa. So Rav Moshe goes on to say, you see from here that even though, unless there's a compelling reason not to, you still need to have your private Shemana Esrei, even though you're going to be Yotze with your Chazor HaShashatz. V'rak b'shasat chak shari k'tisa b'mechab v'ramo. V'rak b'tchila rotza lehmet b'tfilas kol ha-shona af b'loi d'chak shari. V'hikshad im kena b'gam liyo shafatzim espalke, he goes to the whole shak v'tayi the Gemara, then he comes out at the end, V'im kein, the last four lines, kosher kein. Dehaspal hashat belachish benasach acher. Says the Moshe Fakert, you need the prep. You're not used to saying these avarachamon and tzapim liyeshua words. So you need extra preparation, says Rav Moshe. You definitely need a mesadat tefillah first. Therefore, says Rav Moshe, ad rabbi skeri oid besidurizeh, tiyav shtem eschayis, ulechem borod. Says Rav Moshe, it's clear to him. Shemuchra gam belachish lespal kanusach shespal b'kol ram. Famous psak from Rav Moshe, Rav Moshe Paskin, even in your own private shmanazer. Again, clearly not like the ruling of the Shoyle Meshiv, and possibly like the Antinitziv, and not like the son of the Yudhir. Rav Moshe had his own opinion, he wasn't in the spot.
Well, then you were saying that like, there's a difference between Sfardi Nusach and Ashkenazi and Sfardi. Ashkenazi Sfardi in the world where we got basically the rivers of
them. Correct.
So maybe Rav Moshe,
Rav Moshe was talking passionately about Nusach Sfardi.
I understand, but maybe in such a situation, it's only Sfardi Yeshua, no one's
so if a cat, and then Rav Moshe should have said, not like Rav Moshe is going the other way. No. Rav Moshe is saying that even for a subtle change to Ashkenaz to Sfarad, he's worried you're going to mess it up.
Right. I'm saying, does anyone else make differentiation between a Sfaradim Nusach?
Again, it could be in the earlier Akhrenim, that's what they meant. They meant Sfaradim, literally. They didn't mean what we call Nusach Sfarad. The argument that everyone thinks about when they read this Rav Moshe is what happened to Siddurim. We have Siddurim today. I mean, what are you worried about? We have Siddurim, so you'll follow. Right, so that's obviously going to be the counter. Rav Moshe knew there was Siddurim. Rav Moshe went to Tshuva after it was already Archical Siddurim. This is not new, but that's the Tshuva from Rav Moshe.
Why wouldn't it be intuitive that as part of the minyan, depending on how you define a minyan, right, the individuals would have to say the same Nusach? Because if you're going to be part of a minyan.
So we're going to see, we're going to talk about who defines a minyan. Right, and a lot of these shtibbles, the way it works is whoever you pick the Nusach. We're assuming that it's a Nusach. You come here to the Young Israel one day, and you want Young Israel's been a Nusach Ashkenaz forever. It's in the laws. You can't change it. Chik v'layav, right? That's the way it is. So now I have a Nusach Sfarad. So my private Shmanes, so what can I do? So it says, Rav Moshe, for your private Shmanes, you also have to have an Ashkenaz.
No, I understand, but I'm saying, individual, not the Baal.
Right.
Right. So the assumption is that the minyan means that you're collectively davening.
The same thing.
So that's
what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about this problem of maybe everyone davening something different. Is that really tefillah b'tzibur?
Yeah.
Just because, if you're davening shachar and I'm davening mincha, does that make it tefillah b'tzibur? Some shtibbles you can get such a situation, depending on which community you go to, depending on the time of the day. But yeah, we're going to get to that in a few minutes.
The individual do his own kedusha.
We're going to get to that. That's the next step. We got to talk about his kedusha. We're going to talk about Kedusha, we're going to talk about Kaddish, we're going to talk about Tachan, we'll try to get to all the major differences between Ashkenaz and Sfarad in a lot of time.
But
I hope.
Nobody says that in your own Shmoneh Esrei, if you're not the Shatz, that you should daven with
Eichel. Right, Pashtas right. That even Rav Moshe would agree to. There's no reason otherwise. If it's your own, you're not the Shatz, for sure you should daven your own. You should, but Davka, daven your own Nusach. Unless, we mentioned last week, Pinchas Scheinberg, let's say you don't have your own Nusach Siddur, and the only Siddur that they have is their Nusach. So Pinchas Scheinberg said, in that case, just do theirs, because it's better than nothing. That was a Pinchas Scheinberg's psak. But yeah, for your own Shmoneh Esrei, there's no reason why you have to be Megarer, except for the Pasah Shulchan. We quoted the Netziv quotes the Pasah Shulchan, who says you do, but that's not widely accepted at all.
Can I assume the Kaddish has the same thing?
We're going to get to that. We're going to hopefully get to that sometime tonight. The problem that Achrayim has with Rav Moshe was the Mechaber that Rav Moshe somewhat mentions. There's a Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch in number 6. The Mechaber writes, Tfilah Shomayadis v'Shomayash Chodoshim Tzarech Lahaz the Tfilah Sekoidim Shispal. If you want to be about Tfilah on Yom Tovim, you have to really practice first. So you're familiar with the words? Kidei Shetehe Shkuru B'Piv. Says the Ramah, V'yei Shoyim Dedav Kishim Spal Mal Peh. That's if you're diving by heart. If you're going to dive in the whole Rosh Hashanah Kippur diving by heart, you better practice. Aval Kishim Spal Mal Betech HaSidr. But if you're using a Sidr, using a Magzim Mutter, the Roya Mashim Spal Al V'chei Noig. So the Sha'ar Mitzvah Bahalacha Tain is what do you mean? So according to this Ramah, what's Rav Moshe so concerned about? Well, I don't understand. It's clear from the Ramah that as long as there's a sinner involved, all worries are pushed away. So why is Rav Moshe so concerned that you got to botch it up? What are you worried about? You just go word for word and carry along. That's one of his kashas he has. His other kasha that he has on Rav Moshe is, what does Rav Moshe do with the above Achreinim that we quoted? We quoted some Achreinim. Again, to me, not all the Achreinim are talking about the Shatz, but the Shalom Meshiv definitely was. Again, I don't know if Rav Moshe quotes every Shalom Meshiv, but at least the Shalom Eishiv assumed, not like Rav Moshe, so he was troubled. Right. One would have assumed, even with a sitter, it's possible to make mistakes. Which is, again, Rav Moshe knew this Ramon Shulchan Aruch as well. He'll tell you off a peek it. So there are definitely Achrayim who disagreed with Rav Moshe. Mainly.
You think somebody knows Sfar and Ashkenaz Alped, and you'll do one way and the other way? Because if I'm a Sfar guy,
right.
There's no way without a sitter I'm going to have any idea how the.
Yeah, it would be.
I'm saying I didn't hear the dafka.
No, because this is talking about your own nusach. This is talking about being a bal tefillah. So the Shulchan Aruch says.
So you say you should
Rav Moshe is not talking about this case. The Shulchan Aruch case is time to say, I've been davening Ashkenaz for 50 years, I'm the Baal Tefillah for 25 years. And now the Shulchan Aruch says, I have to practice before I go. Says Rav Moshe, not if you have a sitter. So Zok Tishar Mitzvah Balach, what do you see from here? That once you have a sitter, there's no chash to us. So what's Rav Moshe's argument? That's his argument. So the truth is, there are those who argue on Rav Moshe. Rav Shlomo Zalman, number 7, clearly says, Shliach HaTzibur, all of us follow Finus HaTfilah Shal Tzibur. You're the shats, you gotta follow them. Ubechol beis haknesses kavua, the roi likvoy nusach tefillah pi roi v'amespalim akavuim beis haknesses zeh, ashebo yispalo shleich tzibur. Okay, that's how you convey it to the majority of the people. So in the footnote number 8, the Shlomo Zalman writes, umikomokim betefillah shmon esrei belachash, when it comes to your own private shmon esrei, v'chem b'chol dovish v'lein nikashu mishanim at tzibur, any other part of the davening where it's not clear that you're changing, yochel l'spalo kim inago, you can follow your own minhag. V'loin ahigim b'zeh kapas ha-shulchan. First, we don't hold like the pas ha-shulchan that was quoted by the Netziv, that says even in your private shmon esrei, we have to follow the minhag at tzibur. Therefore, writes the Shlomo Zalman, l'chein, shat shem inhogish shloilem baruch Hashem li'olam, let's say you're shliach tzibur, and you don't say baruch Hashem, for whatever reason. Then says Rav Shlomo Zalman, "Minag Atzibul Loimer, Rashal Dalik Brachazu Im Lo Yadav Nika." You could skip it as long as you don't make it so obvious. Now, what about Rav Moshe? So he quotes Rav Moshe. He says, "Va'ayin Igris Moshe." The Rav Moshe says not like that. So he clearly disagrees with Rav Moshe, and he says at the end, "Ulam Nira, the Kibbutz of Inish Mispal Mutecha Seder." So Rav Shlomo Zalman, we all have Sederim. Ain't Lachu Sheichshab L'Shoina. What are you worried about that you're going to mess up the words? Ulechem Bekin Goin Do Sagi Bekach Sheistakol B'Shas Tvilas B'Lachash B'Sider Shekvi Nosach Hatzibor V'Yiten Alibo Kol Hashinuim Sheish B'Neim. So when what happens is you should have a Nosach Svarat Sider in front of you, Daven Ashkenaz in your head. This way you're somewhat familiar with the changes. V'Achkach Yisbal B'Teicha B'Kol. You'll have no problem. So Rav Shlomo Zalman disagreed with Rav Moshe. He thought because we have Sederim, there's nothing to be afraid of it, nothing to be won. In the Sefer Avnei Yeshva, he tannes even more. He says, let's say you've been davening your whole life Nusach Ashkenaz, and now you have to be a Baal Tefillah and a Nusach Sfar. He says, he thinks it's very hard to have kavona in another Nusach that you're not familiar with. He's spending the whole time saying, all these new words, strange words, additive words, what's going on over here? Therefore, he thinks that there's another reason not to follow Rav Moshe. If you're going to follow Rav Moshe, you're not even going to have your own Shemoneh Esrei, because you're going to spend the whole time doing your own Shemoneh Esrei saying, what am I saying all these different words, additive words? So let him daven his own Shemoneh Esrei, so he'll give him a chan for his Shemoneh Esrei, and he'll look inside in the Siddur. So he also disagrees with, and he writes at the end, V'chein Pasak Goin Echad. In this Sefer Avnei Yeshva, it's about a 6 or 7 volume, whenever he says Goin Echad, it's referring to a Bilyashev. That was a Bilyashev's opinion. Bilyashev disagreed with Rav Moshe. He thought if you're a Shliach Tzibur, you can do your own tefillah, you should do your own Nosach, and for Chazor Shashatz, you do the Tzibur. So we have so far, we have Rav Moshe versus Rav Shlomo Zalman and many other Achrayim. In the footnote in Halicha Shlomo, they write, U'lishoyel, someone who asked Rav Shlomo Zalman, what should they do? He told someone who asked him that, you know, if you really want, you can follow Rav Moshe. And then daven the nusach of the shul. Ulam Rabbeinu Atzmei Noah Kanal. But Rav Shlomo Zalman himself, when presented with this dilemma, he didn't follow Rav Moshe, he followed himself. Now, I'm not sure if that means he told this fellow what this fellow wanted to hear. I don't know the story over here. But clearly, Rav Shlomo Zalman writes, not like Rav Moshe. He was of the opinion that if you're the Shliach Tzibur, your private Shemoneh Esrei is private, you can do what you want, you don't have to worry. So again, a very big machloikas achrayinim with this issue. I don't know what the accepted custom is, I'm not sure. But there are definitely those achrayinim who disagreed with Rav Moshe and held that for your own Shemoneh Esrei, you can do your own nusach. Okay, that's all with regard to being the Shliach Tzibur and your own Shemoneh Esrei. What about the rest of the davening? So Rav Moshe has another tshuva. Rav Moshe writes, this is in Igris Moshe Beis Chav Kimmel, says Rav Moshe, Hine bedover echad shemispal beis haknesses shatzibur mispal benosach ha'achem ikvishu mispal. Okay, same question, you're in a different nusach than what you're used to. Says Rav Moshe, Hanochon is daiti shebedvorm shetzarech davka bitzibur, all those things that are done, bitzibur, tahenu dvorm shebekedusha, kemoi kedusha, mochvach loimer hanusach shal tzibur. Says Rav Moshe, you must say the nusach of the tzibur. In kedusha, you're an Ashkenaz guy, you have to say naritzchev and agdishchev, whatever it is, you have to follow them. Even though let's say you're not one of those screamers, you don't scream Kaddish, you say Kaddish very quietly, says Rav Moshe, you have no right to use another Nusach. Why? Because you yourself can't proclaim Kedusha. Kedusha is, by definition, a Tzibur experience. So although you want to say it quietly, you're still part of the Tzibur, and you're Nigrar Achar HaTzibur. You have to do like the Tzibur says. This is an interesting point that Moshe raises, which many other Achrenim take very seriously. If you think about the Ikar of the Kedusha is really Kaddish, Kaddish, Baruch. That text, we all say the same. There's no discrepancy. The only discrepancy is the before is a few introductory lines, which is not Ikir Kedusha. Right. Many people don't say that, right? The Vilna Gaon and others don't even say that. So Ramosha says, so maybe you'll tell me, so what are you worried about? So then Aritzcha, that's all extra anyways. Ramosha didn't buy it. We'll see other Achrenim bought this very strongly. Ramosha held not. He held. That's where the Ashat's experience. That's the way it used to be. But today the accepted custom is that many people say it in the Kadesh and Aritzcha. It doesn't matter. Rules with Moshe. Kivan shekol amirim mitzad atzibur v'gam shamirasoi nechshav koimer machazin loy shayich sheyemer b'loshen achem mikvi shayemer machazin tchila. So this is another famous truth of Rav Moshe. Everyone knows Rav Moshe says what you're saying, the kaddish, the kedusha, and the shul, it has to be the same as the shul. Whatever the shul does, you have to follow. That was the opinion of Rav Moshe. Yeah, it's very confusing. By the time we're done tonight, it's going to be so confusing, not to Shaila, but who you go with. Do you go like Rav Moshe? Do you go like Rav Shamazam? Do you go like Rav Eliashiv? It's a big, big mix. You gotta figure this stuff. But yeah, there's a whole separate thing for the Sfaradim. I'll have to just quickly mention that later. But that's Rav Moshe's opinion. So according to Rav Moshe, you gotta just think twice before you walk into a Nusach Sfarad Minyan, and you have to say to yourself that I'm gonna say the Kedusha with them. My Shemon Esrei is gonna be my Shemon Esrei, and we'll see later on. Rav Moshe has another tshuva. What about the rest of the davening? Okay, so on this point, Rav Shlomo Zalman also has a piece. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, "Ulam bechalokim hanemarim betzibur; those things that are said betzibur, rashay loymer katzibur ulchein bechalokim elu bechol dover hanikur all of the nekemosim. Anything that's recognizable, you have to say like the people. Avam mash oymer belachash, but anything that's done quietly, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, ve'enu nikur, and it's not recognizable that you're veering off from the shul. Yochol loymer kimin haga, you may do as you want. Ulefichach." Then you're not schalas atzvila. I always had this shayla. Let's say, for example, you daven nusach svar, so they first start off with haidu, and then they get to baruch shama later. You're daven nusach hashkas. No one knows when you say baruch shama, when you say haidu. Which can you do? So Rav Shlomo Zalman says, no problem. You could do whatever you want. Why? Because no one knows. They don't know if you said haidu first or baruch shama. No one knows. You could do whatever you want, says Rav Shlomo Zalman. What? Right, I guess that's something that not people get up in the middle of davening. People sit down in the middle of davening, so it won't be nicker. Yeah, if you scream out, Baruch Shama, you know, then everyone knows you're saying Baruch Shama. To which even Rabbi Vajra writes, even Rabbi Vajra Yosef writes, that although he thinks that Svadim Shanus always wins against everything, he thinks there's no mitzvah to scream it out loud and make a whole rash out of it and, you know, confuse other people. That there's no mitzvah to do. Yeah, that's why I always, when I come into shul, I know there's some people that always come over and have things to say, so I gotta figure, when should I say Baruch Shama? You know, you gotta figure out what to do. So he writes over here, B'Shem Zaman, Im Oino Bikol Yana Kitzibur. Kedusha. Says B'Shem Zaman, depends how you say your Kedusha. If you're a loud Kedusha guy, you say it out loud, then you have to do the Tzibur. Vim Oino Balachash, but if you normally say quietly, you could say Balachash. Exactly opposite from Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe didn't accept that notion. B'Shem Zaman says, it's up to you. And in the footnote over here, he explains. He says, why?
You're not really doing a
bit. He's talking about the Kedusha.
Yeah, I'm talking about
right. He explains. Number 13, he explains. The Kivin Shein Elu Elotei Seves Piyutim. Again, the point of Moshe Bavarn, Rav Shlomo Zalman is talking using. Since the whole point of argument is only Nekadesh and Naritzcha, and those are only really just extra Piyutim, V'loi Mikra Kedusha, Ein Etzarech Loi Mikimin HaGatzibu. I don't have to follow them. V'yachal Loi Mikimin HaGoy. Ubefrat B'psichas HaKedusha Shemirkadir Amar Rakashat V'loi HaTzibur. Mamish, all the arguments that Rav Moshe made. Av B'shikvar Nogul Amar HaTzibur Mekom Lakam V'adah Yachal Anis. Kishama Belachash Kimin HaGoy. Nekadesh and HaKedishach Ay Kesir. V'loi Amin Ad Chodav V'sheinah Yimah Yisrael Ela Basar Yesh Amar Davka Knesset HaTzibur. Says Rav Moshe, don't say like what Rav Moshe wrote in the Tshuva. Don't say, well, how can I say my own thing? He wasn't concerned. He doesn't explain how he gets around it, but he wasn't concerned. So a very, very fundamental machloikas achroinim between Rav Moshe and Rav Shlomo Zalman about Kedusha. So we have so far two machloikasim between Rav Moshe and Rav Shlomo Zalman, what to do if it's of a different nusach. So, you gotta figure out how to machriya that shayla. Next shayla. What happens? So we have so far Kedusha, private Shemoneh Esrei. What about the rest of davening? Says Rav Moshe, that number 14, vatfilu belachash. Let's say you're quiet Shemoneh Esrei. Yachol loy mekenosach sheragobah. That we spoke about also. Here Rav Moshe speaks that mafurish in the tshuva. Your own Shemoneh Esrei, if you're not about tefillah, you'd say your own. Kivin shu belachash, v'leishach v'isra shinei, no problem, everything is fine. However, says Rav Moshe, ubipsuk the zimmo brichas kriyishma sherashoyla amam gam bikol rom. You could say out loud hanish malachim hasmuchematzer, where people can actually hear the differences. Yesh lestapik, says Rav Moshe. I'm not sure. Im rashoyla amam benos l'shuag balachash. Can you say your own private one quietly? Shloi katzibur. The yesh loy medare huzer kibetzinish like yisser. You'll say it's quietly. No one knows. Quotes the Gemara. Maybe you'll forget to say it quietly. Now, we had a shiur a few weeks ago where we mentioned a chiddush from the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah thought all of davening is done quietly. We mentioned this Mishnah Berurah, the Shulchan argues. The Mishnah Berurah says all of davening is done quietly. Rav Moshe doesn't mention that Mishnah Berurah here at all. I don't know what that means, but that's something that's worth mentioning, that according to the Mishnah Berurah, everything of davening is supposed to be done quietly. All of that is quiet, not just Shemana Esrei. So the Zimmer is quiet, and the Kriya Shema, and Bechus Kriya Shema, everything's quiet. So if it's all quiet, so the Chayr should be no Chashash. Okay, Rav Moshe is not mentioning that, so he paskins. Ulechein, rules of Moshe. Im kosh lefon of loy meshloy kuhu goloi, if it's difficult for you to follow the Nusach Svarit for Bezuch Zimra, Yoymer belachish kuhu goloi. Avalim loy kosh lefon of Yoymer kenusach atzibur. So Rav Moshe, if you can, you know, you're a switch hitter, you can go both ways. Rav Moshe, that's better. Better even that. We're talking about Birchas Kriyishma and Pesukah Zimra. So rules Rav Moshe. Again, another big Chiddush Rav Moshe, which Rav Shlomo Zalman seems to have not agreed to. Rav Shlomo Zalman seems to say, as long as you're not screaming it out loud, everything is fine. According to Rav Shlomo Zalman, as long as I don't scream out, you know, the additions to one of the other, everything is fine. If you look in the Sefer Avnei Yeshva 13b, he also says another big Chiddush. He writes, he quotes this Rav Moshe that says that when it comes to Kedusha, you have to follow the Tzibur. And he says, V'chein Omar Goin Hador, how we're going to Biakov Yisrael Kanievsky, that Rav Moshe is in line with the stipler. The stipler held like Rav Moshe held like the stipler, that when it comes to Kedusha, you have to follow the Tzibur. The Das Goin Echot Shlito, the Heinu Rebbe Yashiv, Sheyochol Linig Ich Shehu Reitze Bezeh, Kein Hechro the Shamtzad B'Shelezu. Rebbe Yashiv held Allah Lamaisa, you can do whatever you want for Kedusha. You want to do Svar, do Svar, you want to ask, whatever you want. You're not bound by the Tzibur. So again, now it's a more complicated. Now we got Rav Moshe against Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Yashiv of what to do for Kedusha. Okay? So that's a big machloek. It's not clear. Maybe when you're in Eretz Yisrael, you should follow them, and when you're in America, you should do, I don't know. I'm not sure. Then Avnei Yeshvi has another piece. He tells us that the minig is not like Rav Moshe. Although Rav Moshe wrote that for Brichas Kriyishma, Pesuk the Zimra, you should be following the minig of the shul, he thought the minig is not like that. He says, the chutz min ha-kedusha, o kedoy mish ha-tzibur garmla, he thought, even if you accept Rav Moshe is only accepted for Kedusha. Noag loy mer ha-kol kemah nutzok shal atzimah, v'loy kemah ha-tzibur. V'nir li tam ha-minig, he said, I'll tell you pshat. The gamig was Moshe kosted in the kosher in the front of loy mesh loyku hugli yemer balachsh kuhugli. He says, you know why no one follows this with Moshe? Because Moshe himself wrote in the truth that if it's difficult to switch over, you don't have to. So it's difficult for everyone to switch over. That's it. That's why everyone switches the way it is. Therefore, that's why everyone leaves it the way it is. And then he says, v'chein posa goin echot shlita, Rebbe Yashiv, sherashoy b'psuk d'zimro b'chis kriyash man l'spalkim and hagai. Again. Argues again on Rav Moshe. So we have a very machlokes aharon that keeps on reoccurring between Rav Shlomo Zalman and now Rav Yashiv versus Rav Moshe about A, Kedusha, B, your private Shemana Esrei, and C, all the rest of davening as long as you're not making a big statement about it. Okay.
Does Moshe speak about making sure you go to a shul of your own
government? No, he doesn't say that. Yeah, 100%. Yeah, it would be very confusing according to Rav Moshe. By the time you walk out, you're not going to know what you are anymore. It's very. I remember for a while, for many years, when I was living in Kew Gardens, I was davening a Nusach Sfar Minyan, and I'd come to Nusach Ashkenaz, I partially didn't remember what I was doing. I couldn't remember which way was it, because you get so used to it. So it does get very tricky if you're going to be bouncing back and forth. Besides, if you keep in Cheshbon, which Achron you're going to follow? You're going to follow Rav Moshe, you're going to follow Rav Shlomo Zalman. It gets very complicated. It's just easier to stay in the same Nusach. But, Oh, so we're going to get to that in a second. That's the next piece of the puzzle. So,
a lot of
oh, really? They give you both?
Yeah.
It's a big help.
Yeah.
That's very nice. I didn't realize that. Okay, good to know. So he writes over here in Avnei Yeshva. Again, he comes up with the... So again, it's pretty clear at this point that we have a complicated machlokes achronim what to do. I don't know. Everyone assumes that the minhag is like Rav Moshe. You speak to people, everyone says, everyone follows this Rav Moshe. Again, I'm not saying, I don't know, but there is definitely those that disagreed with Rav Moshe. If we just turn for a second to number 17, terms from Zalman, he talks about an interesting shayla. Let's say you're a Nusach Ashkenaz fellow, so the way you end your davening is, Ashri Volatzin Aleinu, Yoim, that's the end of davening. Nusach Svar has a whole different way to end the davening. So what do you do for the ending of davening? So Rav Shlomo Zalman writes, number 17, Le'an Ubeseder Siyam Atfilo, 17 left side. Im loymer aleinu la'achu v'alatziyin. Ay acher in kalakenu yasal chadchil b'kimin hagam. You should do whatever they do. You say aleinu when they say aleinu. Do whatever they do. Then he writes in the footnote, when we come up, in mispal kiminogoy, let's say you're not following my advice. Va'omer aleinu achar v'altzin. You said aleinu first. Okay? Then 2 minutes later, now they're up to aleinu. We know that Allah, you're always supposed to say aleinu, Rabbi Tzibah saying aleinu. Are you mechoy to say aleinu again? Says Ibn Shemizalman, no. You do not have to say another aleinu. Since you're still already in the middle of davening, you're doing shiurs v'sishbachos, you don't have to say another. This shaila happens a lot. If you don't have to. You could. You don't have to. Normally, if I come to a shul and they're saying aleinu, there's a din you're supposed to say aleinu with them. But this, since you're already in, you're saying your own tefillah, you don't have to say aleinu with them. Again, Shemizam really thinks you should always do like them. But let's say you didn't. You said aleinu earlier, and then you're wrapping up your tefillah, and then also they're up to aleinu. So you say yourself, oh, yeah, they're saying aleinu, I have to say aleinu. So again, assuming you're still Isaac with tefillah. If you wrapped up your tefillah and you're done, maybe you're no longer Isaac with tefillah. I'm not sure. I guess that's something more open and clear what everyone's doing. Hard to know. If you look at number 19 from another piece from Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, he writes, "V'chein biyomim beiz v'hei." What happens on Monday and Thursday? Monday and Thursday becomes a problem because the Nusach Sfar says Tachron first, and then Urachim. The Ashkenaz is the reverse. What do you do? Says Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, "Ein l'shanes b'minei gatziba v'edin nefilas apayim." You should not change the do whatever they do. Im la'asay zayis betchilas etachnunim may b'seifim. If they do first, do them, follow them. V'amishanim. And those who veer off, it's not correct to do differently. I see this all the time. People do this all the time. They do their own thing. They're gung-ho, they're doing their own thing. It's not correct, says Rabbi Shlomo Zalman. It's not right. Oh, we're going to get to the Vidur in a second, what to do with the Vidur. Now, if you look at number 20, in the Sefer Tefillah Kolchase, he writes, "Omnam yesh ha'soyves shekiyoyim ha'mespal b'tzibur, she'enam noifel ha'apayim el l'achav u'rachem, eino chayv l'nin kemoysim." A different opinion. That today, you don't have to. Who's this opinion? Haros ha'gayin Rabbi Yashav Shlita. Rabbi Yashav. Kiven she'adua she'ish rab ma'noigim kain v'rab ma'cheres ain't choshes sh'lois kaididu. Rabbi Yashav thought there's no lois kaididu, there's no fights and brawls. Everyone understands you, your nosach, your ma'nosach. No reason to be concerned. So again, another machloikis achroinim in our original machloikis achroinim. According to Rabbi Yashav, you can do whatever you want, tachav. You say it before, you say it after, no problems. While according to Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, and I would add Rav Moshe as well, you cannot do that. You'd have to follow the minhag of the shul and either say it before or say it after. He doesn't mean Al-Thalis is great, I think he just means Al-Shinei Amak. Well, we'll talk more about it. He just means that you got to follow the Menagam Makim. Now, just for a second, if we look in number 16, before we move on, in the Sefer Avnei Yeshva, he also comes up with an interesting shayla. What about Kaddish? Kaddish is a tricky one. This I have by me a lot in Queens. When you have, let's say you have a Nusach Sfard minion, we have a large number of Sfardim, their Kaddish is much longer. And when they say the Kaddish however they want. They don't care that this is not a Sephardi minion. They're saying their Kaddish. So is that right or not correct? So again, Pashtus, right? It's a much longer one. So Pashtus, according to what we've learned till now, the assumption would be that that's not correct. You'd have to follow the Nusach Atzib. So he writes this. He says, "Over Kaddish near the Mechuyiv Loim Kemaya Hanusach Shal Kahal." For Kaddish, you have to follow the Tzib. Shari Mishar Mekaddish have a Kishliach Tzib Shal Kahal. You're really a representation of the Tzib. Ve'ein Lishliach Tzib L'Shanat L'Nusach Shanat. It's not correct to do differently. Now again. The reason why you'll see Svardim doing this is because of Bavadja, right? It's in the tshuva that they could. That's where it gets very complicated. When you have Svardim coming to an Ashkenazi shul, abiding by Svardish halacha when it's against Ashkenazic halacha. So I don't know how much wiggle room we have to tell them, I'm sorry, I love Bavadja and respect him like anyone else, but Rav Moshe ruled otherwise. I don't know how that works. I see this all the time. Svardim following Svardish halacha in an Ashkenazi shul when the Ashkenazim had a clearly different opinion. I don't know what the answer is. But that's where they're all being said by Rebbe Vajja. Rebbe Vajja held that Tzvardim have the right of way. Everything that they do is they could say their Kaddish out loud, their Kedusha out loud, they could do everything. Their Nusach trumps everything, and they could do whatever they want. That was the opinion of Rebbe Vajja. To go so far that Rebbe Vajja writes in the Tshuva, if a person is within the first year after losing a parent, and his only option is daven a Nusach Ashkenaz Shul, better don't daven for the Yomid. It's not worth it. Don't daven for the Yomid. Start changing up your nusach and confining to them. Just don't daven for the Yomid. Shev Val Tasa Odev says. Right. Again, that's not right either. You see it all the time. It's something's not right. Something is gotta give. So he paskins clearly that when it comes to Kaddish, you have no right to. You gotta follow the tzibur. And therefore, halacha l'maisa, again, besides Rebbe Vajja, when it comes to Kaddish, you shouldn't be saying you're long-winded, or even, I hear people saying, v'yatzmach b'koni, and nosach ashkenaz mini. That's not correct. Now, it could be it's not their fault, they're just doing it out of habit. Okay, now you feel bad. But you gotta be on top of your game if you know you're going to another nusach to make sure you're saying it correct. So that's...
understood that the Ashkenazi and Mr. Starshul, that his fellow Sfarim was in Davin, he said it nonetheless.
Yeah, 100%. He held that that's the correct Nusach, and he held that they could do it.
But wasn't that the Mug? I don't know if it was yours or somebody else, which I recently heard.
Yes, yes. That's that's what Rebbe Vadya writes over and over. Yeah. That's what he believes. That's why he holds Sfar. That's why Rebbe Vadya holds Sfar always wins. Yeah, many people agree that the Sfardi has a very authentic Messiah, and it's a proper Nusach. Again, as we mentioned last time, it's much more authentic than Nusach Sfard. Nusach Sfard was really made up. Sfardi was a real deal. So the Shaila always comes up this time of the year. In the next halacha that Reb Shlomo Zalman talks about, he writes something very interesting. However, if Ne'ateva Oilu L'Teira, he asked the Dam for the Yom, and he got an Aliyah. But basically, Nesach Shal Svardim, I guess it's the same matter of Chassidim, maybe. Nirish L'Chatchila Olav Loi Mekava Rasam. You have to pronounce it like they do, or at least try to. However, Hu Shulcham, you're representing them. If you're a representation of the Tzibur, you have to talk like the Tzibur. V'chein Al Svardi L'Noig B'Vesek Nesach Shal Ashkenazim. Same thing, if a Svardi comes to an Ashkenazi shul, he's got to try his best to sound Ashkenazi. But the Evet says Reb Shlomo Zalman, Yoytzem Hashemim Yudei Chavasim Afim Oimer Kehavarasoi VaAfilu BeKriyas Pasha Zoch. Even let's for example Pasha Zocher, which is a Kriya Deiraisa. Let's for example you find yourself in a Sfardi shul, or for that matter in a Chassidish shul, where to you the Havara is all off and you don't even know what they're saying. So there are many Achrayim. We'll talk maybe a different time. Forget that, yeah. He, who's, all these other things. Many achrenim hold that's not correct. You should really find yourself to a proper nusach of yours for Pashas, at least for Pashas Zach. Maybe even Pashas Para. If your Pashas Para is deraisa, like the Shulchan Aruch Paskins.
So, according to this Alei Rishlomo, when you say you daven in the Sfar Shul, you should use Havara Sfar.
That's right.
So, I hear what Rani said, so if you're in the Shtibu, you should.
No, I'm just suggesting, if that would be true, if you find yourself in the Chassidish Shul, you should do whatever the Tzibur is saying.
So, that's what I'm saying. Al-Khairah.
I think so. Unless you argue that that's an incorrect Havara. I don't know. I'm not sure. But look what he says over here.
There are those who read Pasha Zohar and the way you're saying yes. 17 times.
100%. The brisker, yeah,
and
people read Pasha Zohar.
You do that also.
With different Havara.
With the Egot Mizrach also.
Yeah. Really? Okay. There are people that do it for Pasha Zohar. There are people, okay, Pasha Zohar is a deraisa, you don't want to take a chance. But he writes over here, let's say a person saying Kaddish in a shul that's Sfardi, he's got to practice his Sfardi Shavar. Then he writes, Ulam, however, not so fast, in Mishayish, so Yuchal Daktik Bedibur. If you know it's not gonna work, you're not gonna be able to say anything right, V'yarif Shtei Havar, you're gonna sound like an Ashkenazi trying to sound like a Sfardi, Mutav Shayoyim Mekavar Rasa. Then you say your own Havara. But Lechatchila says Rosh Hashanah, and he thinks the proper thing is to try to get their Havar as best as you can. Interesting. Reb Shlomo Zalman wasn't so long ago. Yeah, not so long. Interesting. You're being mighty people. 100%. So Reb Shlomo Zalman thinks that that's a real concern. So now if you look over here in Avnei Yoshua, he comes to the defender. He writes, can you use not a different, but you mean a different pronunciation? Okay, he disagrees with Shlomo Zalman. He says, you could do whatever you want. You don't have to pronounce the words like the Tzibur. You can pronounce your oy, e, whatever you want. You can do it as you want. And he has an interesting right from the Gemara Megillah. The Gemara Megillah says, now you're not allowed to put someone to down for the Omen who pronounces things from the place Beishan. Beishan, Rashi says that they have their own way of pronouncing words. And their Alephs would sound like Ayins. They made everything very, very complicated. So he says, what do you mean? That's the problem. The problem is you're not allowed to put someone up with a different Havar. It's not because their Aleph turned into Aleph and the Ayins and then you got bigger problems. Their whole Havar is off. So he says, oh, you see from there that as long as you're not changing the complete meaning of the word, it's just a question of pronunciation. It's okay. So therefore, he concludes at the end, it's not a problem. He says, "V'chein pasak Maria agoin b'shmul v'azne shlita te'ein b'shine mevate b'shom shine nisachakal." Changing the pronunciation is not a problem. Unlike Reb Shlomo Zalman, who was least lechatchila concerned that if you're going to go to a Sfardi shul, you better practice on your Sfardi before you daven for the Omer or say Kaddish. One last piece of the puzzle. What about the vidui? Right, Nusach Sfard has a lot of extra viduyim that Nusach Ashkenaz doesn't have. So let's say, for example, you find yourself a Nusach Sfard minion. Do you have to do all these extra viduyim? So Rav Moshe has a tshuva about this as well. Rav Moshe writes over number 24. He talks about the other way. Let's say you're in an Ashkenaz where they don't say viduy, but you need your daily dosage of viduy. This also people are not makbar on. Says Rav Moshe, you have to do viduy with them. If you're an Ashkenazi davening a Nusach Sfarad minion, you must say vidui with them. You have to follow that. He says that's part of minhag hamakim. B'cham b'chol makim mehanusach she'efshel ahakish ein oisek k'minhag hamakim. Any place where there's room for them to realize you're veering off from the rest of the shul, muchach l'nei k'minhagam. You must follow like them. V'gam ulai ikagam mishum loisis koydu. Maybe even loisis koydu is like to Ramesha. Maybe. But Ramesha holds, if you're an Ashkenazi in a nusach svad minyan, you gotta do your vidois in the morning. What about the vice versa? Says Ramesha, the next tshuva 25. What about the vice versa? V'chein ushina nuschei shikatam l'chol nusach v'nusach asr afsh ulai is loisis koydu leka. Here Ramesha says, maybe there's really no loisis koydu do because of the different nuschais. However, the imroit zaloyim avida koydu mifilas apayim. Let's say you want to say your vida in your nusach Ashkenaz tefila, says Ramesha. You got to do it in a way that no one can recognize. First of all, you can't go like this. Everyone's going to see. Ramesh is a big believer of doing things quietly and privately. You can't say Hashem Hashem. That you need asara for. Let's say there's 10 of you nusach svarad guys in the Ashkenaz shul. So Ramesh is still no good. That's a piercing gadol. That's going to be obvious if you see 10 guys going like this. So according to Ramesh, you can do the Hashamnus. You can say Hashamnu. No clapping. And no Yud Gimel Midas. That's the opinion of Rav Moshe. Now this idea that fights breaking out, we talked about a long time ago here about wearing tefillin al Chol HaMoed. And one of the reasons why the minhag is to wear, say your bracha quietly is the way Acharonim explained it, because people in Mamish would get upset about it. Achutzpah, you're going to make a bracha on tefillin? I hold you not allowed to wear tefillin. So these things used to be a problem. Today I think we're a little bit more open-minded. But that almost was a problem of real fights and shuls. You know, between what's accepted. Rabbi Yitzchak Abadi has a tshuva about the vidur shayla. He writes, "Svardi shemispal beis knesset shalay emin bavidur yelenefim al pnei miad mayas." So Rav Moshe said, "You have two choices. You can do it without the clap, but you can't see it gilmidus." Listen to Rabbi Abadi writes, "Yasin efilas apayim v'leyem bavidur. Skip the vidur. Da vidur ein ali kuva klap ubefrat eich shenoygim ayem bavidur baka odif yoyis shalay loyim v'loy lahakos." Says Rabbi Yitzchak Abadi, the way we do the vidur today, it's better not to say it. Hashem will still find a way to forgive you. It's true. When I do it in the Nusach Sfarad, I never get to Hashem Kel Racham. They're already way ahead. I don't know how fast these people say the vidur, which is why Nusach Ashkenaz doesn't do it, because it's a meaningless vidur. Vidur is supposed to have some feeling to it. So says Rabbi Abadi, you know, if that's it, just skip it, move on, do it. Again, Rav Moshe says, not like that in the tshuva, but that was the opinion of Rabbi Abadi. So again, Halacha l'maisa, it's extremely confusing to daven another nusach. You got, before you walk into the shul, you got to figure out who you're siding with, Rav Moshe, Shem Zalman, Rav Yashiv, and then figure out what the proper etiquette should be.